broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening once again from the Peterson Events Center atop Cardiac Hill in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. Tonight, here on the WJPA Sports Network, it's the finale of the weekend's WPIL Basketball Championship Festival. We'll bring you the curtain down with a 5A boys final, number one Chartiers Valley, and number three Thomas Jefferson. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely beside me. The last time Thomas Jefferson played in a boys basketball championship game, Ronald Reagan was in the final year of his second term as president, and a young Tom Sharkey was the Jags head coach, assisted by none other than WPIL six-time champion Dan Holzer. Chartiers Valley knows their way around the Pete, coming in as the defending champion and winners of seven WPIL championships. Tim McConnell was the head coach for the first six, but Corey Dotchins brought the Colts here in each of his first two seasons. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. And by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. We'll have more on our Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Welcome back to the Peterson Events Center. A couple of notes for you. Canada McMillan girls just won the 6A girls championship, the Big Macs' first ever, 50-38 over Norwin. W&J women went to St. Vincent and knocked off the top seed, 64-43. St. Vincent had swept the regular season series against the Presidents, and W&J gets the automatic bid to the NCAA Division III tournament with that 64-43 win. This afternoon, tonight, the W&J men host the PAC championship. On the men's side, they'll be home with Westminster. Here in the 5A boys WPIL championship, Chartiers Valley, the one seed. Thomas Jefferson, the three seed. Chartiers Valley beat Montour 61-48. Ed Shaler 69-66, and then got by Moon to take two of three from the Tigers, 39-37. TJ, the three seed, a winner over Greater Latrobe, 86-79, knocked off Penn Hill 74-69 despite a monster night by Eamon, the Penn Hill star. And then TJ getting past Hampton 61-48, a game much closer than that final score would lead you to believe. So one versus three in this matchup. There were six one versus two matchups. This was one of the other six. And why is that? That's because number 2 Lincoln Park got upset by number 15 Ringgold in the opening round. We'll get the starting lineups and get started here on the WPIL 5A Boys Championship when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to the Peterson Event Center. Game last night, dandy ball game. South Fayette girls winning the 5A championship, getting past Thomas Jefferson. Jags now come here, look for a split in his title festival.
This is going to be a really good ball game tonight, Bob. I mean, we've seen Thomas Jefferson. I've watched several films, and I've seen them on TV. Chargers Valley, I mean, you've got good personnel on each side, but boy, do I like this Thomas Jefferson team. Don't sell them short. I think everyone expected Char Valley to be here, but I'm not sure people expected this team, TJ, to be here. But the upsets happened, and when Lincoln Park went out, the door was wide open, and TJ is here.
And when you look, the only upset, well, two upsets actually, and both in the same quadrant. Ringgold beat number 2 Lincoln Park, and Hampton went to number 7 Peters Township and won. Then Hampton beat Ringgold, and Hampton was all that TJ would want to handle in the semifinals. Hampton, by the way, the 10 seed, went on to win the third place slot into the PIAA tournament.
And that doesn't surprise me at all. Hampton was a very good basketball team.
Starters being introduced here, first of all, for Dom DeSico's Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. Josh Gardner, a 5'9 senior, 6'1 junior Kane Egerton, 6'4 junior Justin Fry, 6'1 senior Brady Krause, and 6'6 senior Nick Turkola. Turkola averages 22 points a game, and Fry another 20. Jags are 23-2 on the year, looking for their first ever WPIL basketball championship. On the other side of the ledger, Corey Dawkins here for a second straight year in his second year as head coach. The Colts are 22-2. 6'5 sophomore Luca Federico, 6'1 senior Logan Helfrich, 6' senior Danny Slizik, 6'2 senior Jake Lewis and 6'1 senior Julian Semplis. Federico averages 16 points, 15 for Julian Semplis, and another senior, 6'1 senior Julius Best, comes off the bench to average 11 points a game.
And both teams, Bob, similar in the respect that they love to guard. They will play defense both ends of the floor, and it will be interesting to see how the top scorers from each team match up against each other's defense. We have a great game here this evening for the nightcap.
Both teams will open the playoffs at home on Friday night, the state playoffs. The winner will host the District 3 ninth place finisher, Exeter Township. The loser will host the eighth place finisher out of that district. That is New Oxford.
Well, and that's a nice thing to know that you'll be playing at home.
Kristen Sortino, Charles Murdoch, and Craig Spisak, the game officials, and we're set to get this one underway. Federico and Turkola step into the center circle. Relax, sit back, and enjoy here on the WJPA Sports Network. Opening tip controlled by the Jags. Josh Gardner will bring it across the floor, man-to-man. Colts defense to start. Turkola on the wing. Work it around eventually to Kraus. Dribble to the free throw line. Off to Gardner. Wants to go to Turkola, and Gardner called for a travel.
Yeah, he wanted to do a dribble handoff. They were running a little dribble handoff out front, but unfortunately, Turkola cut, back cut, and he had nobody to give the ball to, so he traveled.
The Colts with a ball in hand for the first time as Semplis crosses the timeline. His dribble handoff works, goes to Helfrich, Federico, and now out to the right wing to Slizik. Pass up top, picked off. Egerton going coast to coast, missed the lay-in.
Oh, you got to make those.
Near side, Federico on the wing. Penetrate, get it inside. Gardner reaches in, ties him up. Possession arrow, Chartiers Valley.
Federico only a sophomore, but offensively, he is very talented. He can shoot threes. He can drive it like you saw on that attempt. He's got the total package.
Slizik to Key, the inbound. Federico wants it in the lane, but can't go there. Eventually out to Semplis, and a ball knocked out of bounds by the Colts, or by the Jags, excuse me.
Semplis is sort of their engine. I mean, he can score, playing on still a bad shoulder. We saw that last year when we followed them, Bob.
Federico takes the pass on the wing. Backs away from Turkola. The two big guys. Federico at 6'5", Turkola at 6'6". Really, much of this game going to come down to who else can do stuff.
Exactly.
Semplis, patient look here for the Colts. Helfrich on the dribble. Backs away from Kraus. From Fry. Ball between the circles, handled there by Slizik. Now Federico takes a three ball, college three. Rebound grab by Semplis, goes up, rolls it across the back of the iron. No good, and a rebound cleared by Turkola. Get it ahead to Fry, had an opening, takes it to the hoop, and a blocking foul. A slide to the left, and a blocking foul going to be called on Jake Lewis.
Boy, and that's one of those bang-bang calls that you and I talk about all the time, Bob. Could have gone to a charge, but this time was called a block.
And the difference there that Fry had already committed his path when Lewis slid that last half step to block him. And that's the call.
I like Justin Fry an awful lot. I think he's a very talented player Jefferson.
First point of the game comes a little over 90 seconds in. Fry at the foul line, a 76% free throw shooter. First one good, second one short, and a rebound cleared. And Federico going to try to run the floor. Euro step, shot won't go, but he is fouled and will go to the line.
Well, I know they've scouted him, and that's what he's capable of doing, Bob. He's really quick off the dribble, and you got to get in front of him, or he'll take it right to the basket.
Foul on Kane Egerton, his first. Seven WPIL championships for Chartiers Valley. Thomas Jefferson looking for its first. Luca Federico with the hologram shoes.
Yeah,
got to be the shoes, man.
He has interesting shoes, doesn't he?
One to tie, two to take the lead. Colts up 2-1. All scoring at the free throw line so far. Turkola guarded by Federico. Put it on the deck. Screen by Fry. Roll off. Pass across to the corner. Is tipped out of bounds.
Yeah, good hands by Danny Slezak on that one. This Chartres Valley defense, very active with their hands and feet, Bob.
Kraus to key it in if he can, and he bounces it, tried to go through the legs, didn't throw it to a teammate, threw it through the defense. Three ball, right side won't go. Rebound underneath, ripped out of there. Egerton with the rebound, and had to do that with one arm because the other one was being held. Turkola for three, it's off the rim. Rebound for CV. Slezak brings it up the floor. 2-1, Colts with the lead into the paint, and a holding foul going to be called on Gardner. Two fouls on TJ here in the early going, one each on Gardner and Egerton. 5:44 to play, opening quarter. Federico getting the jersey tucked into the shorts. Lob sideline to Jake Lewis. Semplis goes to Federico, and now the Colts will reset this. Federico takes it, guarded there by Kraus. Start behind the back, hop, slip, travel.
Trying to do a little too much, Bob, don't you think? He kept the ball in his hands, and it was all him, all about dribble, dribble, and no ball movement, no player movement. But you can't slip like that either.
2.5 minutes gone. 2-1 lead for Chartres Valley. Neither team has a field goal yet. Fry takes the pass, working against Semplis. Corner jumper in and out. Rebound tipped by Turkola. He'll save it, but threw it right back into Slezak. Slezak across the timeline. Looks inside, but lane cleared out. Semplis on the dribble. Takes it low. Stop. Elbow on the way up. And he gets the bucket.
Very tough when he drives to the basket.
First field goal of the game comes 3 minutes in. Fry sets a pick inside. Dribble picked up by Kraus. Three ball, hit the rim, won't go, and a rebound tipped around. Federico has it for Chartres Valley. Steal attempt by Kraus. Federico travels.
Yes. I know he doesn't like the call, but he took an extra step.
Entering the game, number 3, Noah Sear. Number 10, Silas Furzic. And number 2, Julius Best.
Couple of substitutions for the Colts just walked right onto the floor.
They didn't check in. They were trying to check in with us.
Noah Sear on the floor for Thomas Jefferson. Sear out on the left wing, takes the feed from Egerton. Julius Best, one of the guys that went in for Chartres Valley, and now Turkola guilty of a travel, trying to back in, and the defender got off of him, and he fell down.
Well, he was too far out to try to back in. You got a catch and face right there. Neither team really getting into any offensive flow, Bob. Everybody doing it off the dribble. You're easy to guard when you're dribbling the basketball and going to do it yourself.
Silas Versich, the other check-in player. What good battle with Egerton and Versich. To the hoop goes Semplis. He'll miss the shot. Turkola rebounds that miss. Gardner up the floor. And shot rejected cleanly by Luca Federico.
That young man is quite a talent.
Slezak checks back in. If I don't think anybody for CV's checked in legally yet.
Not yet.
Just under 4 minutes to play in our opening quarter. Gardner takes the inbound, get it inside, and a ball lost by Turkola. Slezak comes out with it. Feed. Best, three ball, too strong, rebound. Ends up in the hands of the Colts. Best with a nice ball fake, drives and scores.
Yeah, that's a great drive that time by Best.
6-point lead, save at the baseline by Fry, took a bump. And now Slezak guarding him, Fry on the dribble. Jumper outside the elbow, in and out.
Yeah, tough shot, very well defended.
Federico across the timeline to Helfrich, and now to Best out on the right wing. Turkoglu on him now. Best backs away from that. Wide open look. Vrzic in and out. Rebound kept alive. Caught underneath by Helfrich. Misses that shot. Rebound tipped up the lane by Vrzic, but the Jags end up with it. Gardner. Give it to Fry. Cut off. Top of the key by Helfrich. Near side it comes to Sear. Sear on the dribble and now to Gardner. Ball to Turkoglu. Fry, corner three, won't go. Rebound, weak side by Slizik. 2.5 to play, first quarter. 6-1 lead for Chartiers Valley. Best backs up to the midcourt, almost to the line. Gets it in the circle there on the first tee in the script pit. And now a steal for Sear. Best following. Sear for the lay-ins.
Yeah, good anticipation by Noah Sear that time. They needed that basket, Bob.
6-3, Chartiers Valley leads by three. Opening quarter, the final WPIL championship basketball game for 2026. The 5A boys outside the elbow. Slizik inside to Federico. The ball hammered out, and I guess it's still going to be a CV ball.
Nice little set play there with a double high post, Bob, and a little back cut by Luca Federico, but couldn't handle the pass.
Vrzic to feed it inbounds. The ball eventually to Semplis, and right back to Vrzic in the corner. Slizik in the midcourt takes it, 1:45 to play in the first quarter. 6-3 lead for Chartiers Valley. Julius Best with the ball in hand. Bounce pass to the baseline is out of bounds, out of reach of Slizik. Jeff Rabel. Rabel in and Gardner out.
Neither team, Bob, able to get open shots on their offensive end. It's been a defensive struggle.
Isn't that what the defense is supposed to do?
Absolutely.
And a foul late to the party. Danny Slizik on a pass intended for Turkoglu. Slizik late to get there. His first foul. Team second. Corey Dawson saying, I want that call on the other end too.
Exactly.
Rabel brings it near side. Fry and now Turkoglu up top. Working around the perimeter. It's Egerton.
Whoa.
Tough screen set there by Rabel.
You think?
Egerton, Fry, and now Rabel to the corner. Ball fake by Sear. Floater from eight off the back of the rim. Rebound kept alive. And going to be ruled last touched by Fry.
Really nice shot fake on that last one by Sear. Got an open 15-footer, just unable to make it.
A minute to play in the first. 6-3 lead, Chartiers Valley.
Low-scoring defensive struggle, Bob.
And Semplis parks it. They're on the dribble just across the timeline.
Going to hold for one, no question about it.
I'm not sure why he keeps backing up closer to the line.
That would make me a little nervous because don't step on it.
I mean, he's dribbling and there's nobody there within 18, 20 feet.
Right.
Why back up?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Of course, I was so bad in basketball, they told me to go to wrestling, and I never won a match there. So how bad must I have been in hoops?
Well, you can hear the boos from the TJ crowd. They don't like it, but, hey, whatever it takes.
Semplis with 12 starts. Looks inside, feeds it to the wing. Now three ball for Slizik. That spoons out, won't go. And a rebound by Rabel. A steal and a lay-in for Slizik. Semplis as the quarter comes to an end. Jags careless with the ball late. Chartiers Valley 8. Thomas Jefferson 3 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Julian Semplis with 4 points, including two on a takeaway and a score right before the buzzer, the leading scorer in the game. TJ, just one field goal, and Churches Valley only with three.
Yeah, and again, Nick Turgula, averaging almost 22 points a game, has not been a factor, nor has he touched the basketball that much in positions where he could do something with it. I'm sure they're going to talk about that and try to make that adjustment. You have to get your better players shots, Bob. I don't care how you do it. Those guys average 20 a game. Get them the basketball.
Semifinal, Turkola had only 7 points in the first half and finished with 19.
Yeah, he was a slow starter in that game.
He had two in the first quarter in that game.
And he's a slow starter in this one. I mean, 3 points, that's all they have. But, of course, CV only has eight. Not exactly a high-scoring affair so far, but it's early. Second quarter getting underway.
TJ will start with the basketball. Once Kristen Sortino makes sure that Julius Best is properly attired, that means jersey tucked into the shorts. Turkola beyond the arc. Put it on the deck, drives in, held up, Challenge gets his own rebound and scores.
Well, got to do it that way. They needed a basket, and Turgula answers the call.
8-5, Chartiers Valley with the lead. Semplis on the dribble, looks for help. And finally breaking open is Slizik to take the pass. Ball goes to Semplis. Verzic having trouble getting loose. Ball ripped away from Semplis by Gardner. Get it ahead to Fry, steps into the defender and is called for a charge.
Well, he was losing control and he was out of control, and that was an easy call. He needed to stop and take the little jump shot.
First foul on Fry, first foul of the quarter on TJ. Federico checks back in, Helfrich as well. 45 seconds gone in this second quarter, 8-5. CV with the lead. Slizik out on the right wing, finds Federico at the top and now to Best. Try to force a pass underneath, and they're going to say that was touched by Gardner, and Dom DeSico about to lose his mind.
Yeah, he's not very happy, is he? And when he's animated, you know. I think he might have a point, Bob. I didn't get a chance to get a good look at it.
Federico takes the inbound, walks, shot blocked by Turkola, but a foul called. Turkola ruled to have hit Federico in the head.
I'm looking at Dom DeSico. He is still angered.
Second foul on the Jags in the quarter. Federico with 2 points in the game, both at the foul line. First shot good. 9-5 Colts. Just over 7 minutes remaining in our first half. Second free throw also good.
Federico 4-for-4.
6-5. You can almost reach and just drop it in the cylinder. Turkola lost his balance, able to bounce the ball to the corner and then get it back. Up top, it goes to Krause. Looks for a cutter and Fry. Ball knocked loose, and it's controlled by Slizik. Fry trying to cut him off. Slizik misses the shot. Rebound Semplis. He takes it into traffic and a holding foul.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Semplis is really tough. He's just one of those hard-nosed players.
Josh Gardner gets his second foul. Team's third of the quarter. We haven't played 90 seconds in this period yet. Inbound Slizik to Helfrich. Right back to Slizik in the corner. And now Federico gets it up top. Crossover against Turkola. Ball knocked out, and Turkola going to get called for his second foul.
Well, now Dom DeSicco has a decision to make. Do you leave him in, Bob, or do you take him out? We saw in the earlier game, Coach Fontana took his two players with two fouls out, but it looks like he's going to stay in. He's got to be careful, though. Be smart with yourself.
Federico at the line to shoot two. First one rattles around, hit the iron four times, and then kicked out.
Federico is really quick. His first step, man, he can get to the rim, and he's putting Turkola in a difficult guarding situation.
Second shot for Federico is good. It's one of two. Brady Krause, who just came out, checks back in. No, he can't come in, right? I don't think he can come in. He came out after the first free throw and now going to try to come back in. I don't think he can do that.
Well, they're going to the table. So you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, Fry came in or came out after the first free throw. Then when the second shot went, he tried to check back in. He can't come back in.
Nope.
They got to have action. So they're going to put Rabel in the game instead, and Fry can come to the table now, and after the ball is inbounded, if it stopped, he would be able to check in.
Yeah, Krause, now he's at the scorer's table, and on the next dead ball, he'll be in the game.
Did I say Fry? It's
Krause.
Yeah,
that's okay. Sorry. Yeah, it was Krause.
Yeah, Krause came out after the miss and then tried to check in. Pass intended for the near corner is picked off by Best. Semplis up the floor. Colts up 11-5. On the left side, Best dribble penetration and score.
Came off a little pin screen, and boy, is he quick to the basket.
Turk take do it all himself. Federico with the pick and the two-hand flush. Timeout, Thomas Jefferson. Chartiers Valley on a 7-point run, 5:46 to play in the second, 15-5 Colts. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Coming up at the half, we'll run down the scores of the other 11 WPIL basketball championship games played here this weekend. Three on Thursday, four Friday, and this is the fifth game and the 12th overall, but the fifth today.
Bob, the turnovers by Thomas Jefferson really hurting them right now, and they're just crushing their offensive production.
Across the timeline, Sear takes the dribble handoff, ball to Turkola, and now up top to Krause. Krause takes a three and hits it.
That was a big basket. They needed that desperately. We saw Krause make a couple of big threes the other night, Bob. He's very capable.
First points of the game for Krause. Coming up on 5:15 to play in the half. Wide open look. Vršić drove, feed it back to the wing. Three ball kicks out. Helfrich can't get it. And a Federico rebound and a put back.
Only a sophomore. Boy, is he talented.
17-8. CV plus 9. Fry on the dribble to the corner to Egerton. Tries to drive, cut off at the low block. Jump pass into traffic. Sear does a nice job to come and get that pass. Turkola into the corner. Sear can't go anywhere with it. Spun back out. Ball to Kraus on the dribble. Trying to get by the defender. Feed it down the lane to cutting Fry to score.
Yeah, great cut by Fry. And great vision that time by Kraus.
17-10. CV in front of TJ. Semplis drives into the paint. Spinorama once, twice. Off the window, no good. Rebound cleared by Fry. Get it ahead. Up the floor comes Kraus. Voids a double team. Into the corner to Egerton. Straddles the three-point lines. Hits the iron but misses the shot. Rebound all alone, Julian Semplis. Helfrick deals right side to Versich. Now to Federico on the second tee. Three ball. Perfect.
My goodness, was that deep, Bob? He was way out beyond the blue line.
20-10. CV plus 10. Turkola. Kick it near side and an offensive foul called after the pass. It's going to be Kane Egerton picking up his second foul. And that's five fouls on the Jags in the quarter, but not shooting here because of the offensive foul.
Yeah, and that was a bad foul because Brady Kraus let it go and made that three. Had the foul not been called, that would have counted. TJ not looking comfortable offensively, whereas CV looks extremely comfortable in what they want to do.
Colts with a 10-point lead and the ball. Best makes his way to the lane. Gardner reaches in, knocked the ball out of his hands, and then Best touched it again.
They said it went off of Best.
Chartiers Valley. 11th most championships in the history of the WPIL with seven, all since 97. Ball up top, it's Fry. The left side, Rabel. Now to Kraus. Kraus falls down, but the ball given off to Rabel, and it's stolen. And in coast-to-coast, Slizik with a lay-in.
All those turnovers are leading to easy baskets for CV.
Kraus and Fry. And Kraus bodied up in the midcourt by Federico. With the ball to Noah Sear. Jump pass is tipped. Sear gets it back. Give it off to Gardner. He's in the lane. Finds a cutter. It's Kraus. Put it on the deck. Cross it over. Trying to split a double team. Federico blocks the shot. Kraus gets it back. Trying to take Federico deep. Hits Fry, jumper in the paint, rolls up and in.
Justin Fry.
2:20 to play, first half, 22-12. Chartiers Valley plus 10. Murray Dotchin with guys at the scores table to check in again.
Yeah, he's been subbing liberally. I mean, guys got to be ready to play.
Best feed to the corner. Set shot, three up and good for Jake Lewis.
He had all day to set his feet, fire it in.
Yeah, no jump to that shot at all. Holding foul underneath as Fry trying to come through. The foul called on Slizik, his second, first foul of the quarter.
Chartiers Valley foul number four, Danny Slizik, his second. The Colts first.
1:52 to play. Inbound pass off the back of Semplis, and he grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Second time the Colts have, or the Jags have turned it over on an inbound play. Three ball up and good for Semplis. 7 points for the 6'1 senior, and CV threatening to run away here. To the lane, Egerton looker, help is none found. Best get the loose ball. Push ahead to Semplis, corner. Work it around. Semplis for three. Misses that. Rebound cleared by Noah Sear. And by the way, Turkola not on the floor for the Jags. Fry muscles a shot up off the window and in.
Well, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down with Fry and Turkola. But right now, he's on the bench. Hasn't been much of a factor, and they need him.
28-14, CV doubling up Thomas Jefferson. We saw this in the 6A girls game, and there is nothing for CV to be in a hurry about, and they get it.
Yeah, you don't have to rush. I mean, take your time. 42 seconds, hold for one.
Best in the midcourt, now help arrives, but man-to-man Gardner, Best trying to get by. Gardner out on him, two hands on him. Reach around attempt. Best steps into the paint. They'll take it back out with 25 seconds to go. Egerton can't keep Semplis, and a hard foul. Gardner comes in and chops hard down across both arms.
Well, the problem you have, you can't pressure Best and Semplis very tightly because they're too good with the basketball, and they, as example, they'll drive right around you. And Semplis went in and drew the foul.
Julian Semplis has 7 points in the first half. 66% free throw shooter at the charity stripe for the first time. And misses.
Now checking in, number 23, Nick Turkola.
Turkola in. Federico in.
Luca Federico.
Everybody getting to tuck in their jerseys.
I don't understand why they untuck them.
Well, Semplis at the line with the jersey out and allowed to shoot that way.
Yep, no one said anything to
him. I mean, I get it. The game officials have more really important things to worry about, but if the rule says it got to be tucked in, it got to be tucked in. Pass for Turkola, and Federico reached it around and got him on the hip.
Well, that was close. He almost had that pick.
Well, right before that, Turkola grabbed Federico's jersey and then almost pulled it out.
You know, he's a skinny kid, Federico, but he's strong and so quick.
Sear, side of the lane to Federico, wraparound pass to nobody except Semplis. Semplis will push it up the floor, floater off the window, beats the buzzer. Second time Julian Semplis has beaten the buzzer. He's got 10. And the half comes to an end. Chartiers Valley sprinting to the locker room. Colts 31, Jags 14. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We're at the half. It was 8-5 early in the second quarter, but it's been almost all Chartiers Valley since, outscoring TJ 23-9.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the stat sheet here, Bob, and it's not good if you're Thomas Jefferson. 13 turnovers, many of them led to direct breakouts and easy baskets, shooting 33%, 16% from the three-point line. You contrast that with 48% for Chartiers Valley from the floor. But again, when you're breaking out, making layups, that's pretty easy to do. But their defense has been solid. They've had a number of steals. Nick Turkola has one field goal and averages 22 a game. He's got to get involved. Justin Fry has been involved, but they need that 1-2 combination. That's what has made them so effective throughout the season. But They got their work cut out for them, Bob.
Chartiers Valley comes in winners of six in a row and 19 of their last 20. Two losses on the year for the Colts. Lost to 6A 8th seed Fox Chapel back in early December. Won 13 in a row before losing at Moon in section 52-49. Moon and CV split their section season series, but then the Colts with a 39-37 win against the Tigers in the WPIL semis to get here. On the other side, Thomas Jefferson has won 7 in a row and 14 of 15 since a late December loss to Erie McDowell. Had won 9 in a row to start the year. The Jags are 23-2 overall. Playoff wins against Latrobe, Penn Hills, and Hampton to get to this spot. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the scores of the 11 WPIL championship games that are in the books here on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll be back in just a moment at the half. 5A boys final. Chartiers Valley 31, Thomas Jefferson 14.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
WPIL basketball championships got started on Thursday with three games, four yesterday and five games today, four and a half of them in the books. Let's run down the boys' scores. 1A, the Neighborhood Academy, 60-48 winner over number six seed Sarah. 2A championship goes to number two Sewickley Academy, beating number one Jeanette 52-38. 3A boys, a record 15th WPIL championship won by the two-seed Aliquippa, avenging loss in last year's WPIL title game to South Allegheny. 65-54, the Quips win here this afternoon. 4A boys, number three, Knock, a 48-35 win over the top seed Quaker Valley. We're in the 5A game with Chartiers Valley leading TJ 31-14 at the moment. And Danny Holzer won his sixth WPIL championship at Upper St. Clair, beating Newcastle 52-51. Mentioned Danny Holzer in our warm-up show, the Visit Green County pregame show. Holzer was an assistant coach for Tom Sharkey back in 1988, the last time TJ played in a WPIL basketball final on the boys' side.
Yeah, I know Tom Sharkey very well. Great coach for TJ back in the day. And I remember Danny Holzer when he was running around as a grad assistant down in California where we took our kids for camp. So Danny's been around a long, long time, and he does a fantastic job with the program.
On the girls' side, all six championships now in the books. Kenna McMillan beat Norwin 50-38, one versus two in that matchup. And there's Danny Holzer over there right now. I think he has a TJ hoodie on.
I think
Coach Sharkey's in the house, too, by the way.
Oh, boy, I'd love to see him.
5A girls' title goes to South Fayette, their fourth in 5 years. Beat number two Thomas Jefferson 57-38 last night in a game we had for you here on the WJPA Sports Network. 4A girls' title this afternoon goes to number two Oakland Catholic, 51-44 win against top-seeded Blackhawk. The one seed wins the 3A girls championship 57-40 over number three Greensburg Central Catholic. Top seed Neshanic wins the 2A girls 60-51 win against number two Winchester Thurston. And the 1A girls title, 1-point victory, number two Sarah Catholic, a winner over number four Geibel Catholic. Both teams back on the floor, 31-14, Chartiers Valley. All right, first of all, if you're the Colts, you just want to keep doing what you're doing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Keep the defensive pressure up. Continue to create turnovers and finishing at the rim. If you're TJ, find ways to get your best player shots. Set some screens. Have them be the screener and then be second action. But they can just ill afford to come down the floor and look puzzled. They look confused to me. And it's because of the defensive pressure that they're receiving from Chartiers Valley. So let's credit them on a great first half. We have seen how quickly things can turn, though. You make a couple of shots, things can turn in a hurry with the three-point line.
We'll get the second half underway. Chartiers Valley will have the 17-point lead and the ball when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Before the break, I asked you what you do for CV. What if you're TJ? What if you're Dom DeSico?
You got to light a fire under them, and you got to tell them to play harder. They are being outplayed, and they are not playing as hard as Chartiers Valley. And then you got to say to your seniors, Nick Turkula, this is your moment. You've got to step up, knock some shots down, be aggressive, go to the basket strong, draw some fouls, get yourself at the line, start doing the things you did all season for us.
This game and a broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026.
Bob, another thing that's really important, they got to quit turning the basketball over. Turnovers leading to breakouts is just really hurting TJ. Not insurmountable, but they need to get started quickly. They need to stop right here out of the gate.
Colts have the lead and the ball. And across the timeline, Colts set up their half-court offense. All out on the perimeter. Semplis, though, put it on the deck, took it to the circle, and then backs away from Kane Egerton.
Colts getting lots of ball movement now.
Slizik draws Turkula out away from the lane. Three ball in the corner, rolls off, and Gardner doesn't touch the rebound, and it goes over his head and out of bounds.
Well, and that's what you want. You want them to take shots that they're not comfortable shooting. And then get the rebound, and let's get a bucket the other end.
The mountain is large, but the whole half to try to get it done. Turkula kick it out to Gardner, who has three fouls. Three ball, Egerton, good.
Well, they needed it. Here you go. That three ball's a big equalizer, Bob. Now they got to defend.
Kane Egerton. Egerton's first points of the game. Shot won't go. Battle for the loose ball. Semplis gets it once, twice, brings it out, missed the shot, and got rebounds twice.
He is tough. I mean, just, he's a grinder.
Kick it to the far side. Nice catch and drive and a bad pass. Slizik threw it right to Kraus. Slizik across the timeline. Jags trying to put back-to-back scores together. Egerton, another three.
Now, there you go.
Three.
We saw this in the previous game, as I remember.
And now 31-20. Drive to the paint. Federico gets a leaner. Turkola forced him wide, but Federico hits it anyway.
Man, he's really quick off that first dribble, Bob. Gets those shoulders parallel with you, and he's gone.
Gardner, Kraus, Turkola for three. Doesn't get it to go, and a rebound cleared easily by Slizik. To the baseline. Jake Lewis will dribble it out of there and now go to Federico. Federico gets by Kraus and scores.
He's putting on a show right now.
Timeout, Thomas Jefferson. 5:29 to play. Third quarter. Chartiers Valley 35, Thomas Jefferson 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
35-20. Chartiers Valley plus 15, 5.5 minutes remaining in the ball game, remaining in the third quarter.
Bob, when Federico gets the ball, he's looking to drive it. You got to have some weak side help come over and make him decide to do something different. You can't allow him one-on-one. He's too quick.
Josh Gardner gives it to Turkola between the circles. Federico guarding him. Pass into the corner intended for Egerton is knocked out of bounds by Slizik. Noah Sear will check in, and Brady Kraus will go out. Mentioned earlier that the WNJ women won the PAC championship in the automatic bid to the tournament. Fry on the dribble. Federico hassles him. Drew traffic up top. The Sear able to get the ball to Fry, and it rolls it across the iron. And a rebound lost out of bounds. Last touch by Jake Lewis.
Well, they missed Turkola that time on a roll to the basket. Fry was fighting the dribble. He was wide open.
Berzich and Best check in for the Colts. Just under 5 minutes to play in the third. Ball to Sear after the inbound. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Federico clears it and drives the floor. Fry has him. Little stop and go by Federico. Spin out front. Little soft baby hook, won't go. And Fry knocks the rebound to the baseline.
Yeah, and Coach Dodgen wasn't pleased with that individual effort there by the young sophomore Federico. He forced the issue, didn't have to do that.
Federico has blood on his undershirt.
I see that.
The Colts, number five, Jake Lewis.
Yeah, if he just takes his undershirt off, he can do that, but they also can clean it. Semplis in front of the CV bench, drives against Turkola, kick. Federico, three, too strong. Rebound comes to Egerton. Egerton pushed the issue. Steps into the lane, off the iron, won't go. Rebound on the backside by Jake Lewis.
Yeah, and Egerton got away with an offensive foul. He elbowed to get that shot off.
Julian Semplis, 15-point season average, has 10 at the moment. All in the first half. And a holding foul, I think, defensively coming through.
Technical.
Oh.
And that will be on Jake Lewis for clapping in the face of Kane Egerton.
So, Jake Lewis gets two fouls, personal and a technical. First foul was on Kane Egerton, so that's his third, and then Lewis gets the technical. My apologies. One foul on Egerton to start, and then the clap in the face, the technical foul on Lewis. And that's going to get him a chat on the bench and a stare.
Oh boy, did he get a stare, didn't he? Justin Fry hit both free throws.
Logan Helfrich.
And they will get the basketball as a result of the technical.
35-22, CV with the lead, almost halfway through the third quarter.
They need to cut this thing down under 10 before this quarter is over.
And Dauchin walked down the bench and just said two words and walked away from Lewis. Gardner with the drive and a blocking foul called at the low block. That foul called on Slizik will be his third foul.
Well, that could have easily been called the other way. Well, we've seen that block charge called throughout the course of the playoffs. Tough one to make.
Shooting two, number four, Josh Gardner.
Josh Gardner at the foul line to shoot two.
Returning is number zero, Luca Federico.
Slizik will go out. Federico checks back in. Gardner missed the first free throw, something the Jags can ill afford. First shot, or second shot is good, though. Gardner gets one of two. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. 35-23, CV plus 12. Semplis gets it across the timeline. Lead was 17 at the break. Semplis gets around Gardner, took it into the paint. Pass eventually to the corner, off the mark, air ball. Gardner rebounds the miss. Gardner got by Federico, dish it across the paint. Fry can't save it, and it's out of bounds.
I was just getting ready to say they're showing a little momentum, but turned the basketball over there.
Best, Helfrich, and Semplis to break the press. Ball comes to Best. Egerton getting between him and the basket. And that's a good place to be with Julian Best.
He's quick.
Colts with the ball in the midcourt and a 12-point lead. 11 minutes and change to play in this ball game. On the dribble, it's Helfrich and Gardner called for a foul. That's going to be his fourth.
Yeah, that was not a smart foul.
Jaguars foul.
I think one of the things that makes Star Valley difficult to defend, Bob, their three perimeter players handle the ball extremely well, and then Federico is like a perimeter player. If you get too close, you drive right around.
Rice checks in, and Gardner will sit. Rice, the six-foot junior. Semplis across the timeline, gets a screen from Best. Ball knocked loose for a second by Rice. Semplis gets it back, handles that double team very well. Best got behind Turkola, who takes it. Turkola missed the lay-in, but Federico going to be guilty of a foul. Second foul on Luca Federico. Turkola going to the line to shoot two.
I thought Turkola was maybe going to dunk that one.
Chargers Valley foul, number zero, Luca Federico, his second.
Maybe this will get him started. Two free throws here.
68% free throw shooter. Turkle at the stripe for two. First one no good.
Having a tough night, isn't he?
Slizik in, Semplis out for CV.
Danny Slizik.
.240 to play third quarter, and Turkola misses both. Federico knocks the rebound to the baseline and out of bounds.
Yeah, Nick Turkola is just kind of talking to himself right now. He's struggling a little bit. Got to fight through it.
Cross screen, Danny! Hey, come on, White!
Baseline throw in. It'll be Sear to key it. Get the ball to Fry. Turkola sets a screen down low. Fry works his way in, muscles the shot up, and pulls it short. Federico rebounds the miss.
Tough shot.
Federico fumbles the dribble, but no pressure there. So get the ball to the corner. Eventually, Julius Best, circus shot off the window.
Not a good shot, and he's coming out of the ball game. I can guarantee you that.
Three ball, Egerton nails it, his third of the quarter.
Bad shots lead to bad things at times.
35-26. 2 minutes to play. Timeout, Chartiers Valley.
Timeout, Chartiers Valley.
Jags on a 6-0 run to pull to within nine. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
First time out taken by the Colts. First real extended action where they needed one.
Yeah, exactly. A little life shown by the Jaguars here. And
Semplis gets the ball at the side of the far side of the circle, and a ball back to Semplis, hits the three as an answer.
Nobody picked him up. He was wide open. He had all day to shoot that.
38-26. Egerton needs somewhere to go. He'll just put a shot up that won't go. Egerton tipped the rebound. Going to get it himself. Kick it out. Three ball for Rice off the window and in.
The bank is open.
Teams trading three balls, 38-29. CV plus nine.
TJ needs a stop, Bob. Stop and a basket could make this thing very interesting.
Semplis off to Federico. Colts.
They're going to hold it.
They have the look of holding.
A lot of time to hold the basketball without making a mistake.
You know, they've taken a minute off each of the first two quarters and ended up getting buckets at the end of each of them. Drive into the paint, kick to the corner, ball fake by Helfrich, and he'll pass it back out. 45 seconds to play. A couple of years from now, this won't be possible with the shot clock. Ball fumbled by Semplis. Egerton on the run out for the lay-in.
Steal and score, Cade Egerton.
Well, what did I just say, Bob?
38-31, and a foul going to be called on Noah Sear. His first, third foul on the Jags.
That's not a bad foul, actually. Federico was ratcheting it up like he was going to go right to the basket. So, hey, you saved a basket. Now, if you can get a stop here, you're right here. 7-point game.
25 seconds to play here in the third. The deficit was 17. It's been cut basically in half at the moment. But here's the guy that scored buzzer beaters in each of the first two quarters. Semplis tried to dish it around. That ball hit the bottom of the backboard and went out. It went out off Semplis, but ruled to be a CV basketball. And the Colts are going to use a timeout with 10 seconds to play. Yeah, that ball was not touched by the Colts, I don't believe.
Yeah, that could have been disastrous for CV. Sometimes you get out of your rhythm. You're holding a basketball. It's a long time. It was a minute and 6 seconds, I believe, to hold that basketball, and they didn't do a very good job of it.
Mentioned the W&J women beating St. Vincent earlier, 64-43, to win the women's championship. W&J hosting Westminster, and they're not quite halfway through the first half, 12-11 Westminster. That game's been back and forth.
I saw Westminster play earlier in the year. They have a dynamic guard. He's a graduate student, and I am telling you, he is good.
Colts to inbound with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Ball goes to Lewis, back on the floor after the technical. Julius Best, dribble drive, shot won't go. A lot of contact. Rebound for Turkola. He'll launch it from half court, and high and wide to end the third. Chartres Valley 38, Thomas Jefferson 31. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
TJ trailed by 17 at intermission. They cut 10 points off of that, down by 7 at the moment. Sometimes we talk about this, Tom, where teams are in huge holes and they climb all the way back and then just run out of gas because it took so much to get back even.
It's possible. I mean, that could very well be the case here. But they've got some life, and they've got to try to ride that through this fourth quarter. Try to, hey, continue to do what you're doing on the defensive end and then try to get some baskets. Nick Tergula still has not been a factor. I still think he's the guy that can get some baskets for you in an easy way, or at least draw some fouls. And then you got to make the foul shots.
Tercola has 2 points in this game. Jags start with the basketball. Tercola gets a feed. He's going to the hoop. Shot is blocked from behind and out of bounds. Last touch by Jake Lewis.
Well, Coach DeSico ran a special play for him, but he was unable to score. Two guys went on him. Tried to power through, but ineffective.
Yeah, he had Federico in front. Tercola misses it. Federico tips the rebound. Grabbed there by Kraus. Kraus will take it out of the low block travel.
He sure did. Had a couple looks at it. No score and a travel.
38-31, Chartiers Valley leads. Federico gives it to Semplis outside the high post. Leaned on by Fry. And now Federico. All around the perimeter once again. Helfrich, Federico. Put it on the deck. Federico, spinorama, left hand up and in.
Tell you what, Bob, he's really good. He can score in a variety of ways.
Kraus takes the feed, one dribble, picks it up without challenge. Three ball, Egerton, wide right. Rebound right down to Federico. Colts get it across the timeline. Federico launches a three, hits it.
My goodness. Not sure that's the shot they wanted, but in rhythm, he fired it up.
His second three-pointer also has a dunk, several foul shots, and now a foul called down low. Fry going to go to the line.
And every time you think TJ's going to make a run, CV comes down and knocks a couple of shots down.
Slizik gets his fourth foul. Fry at the line, 3 of 4 tonight. Colts are 4 of 8.
That's his fourth, the first against the Colts. Back in, Nathan Rice and Julius Best.
Colts arguing who the foul was on.
Shooting a second and two, Justin Fry.
I think they gave it to Slezic, but he said, I wasn't even in the play. That's four fouls.
Fry misses the second foul shot. Colts are 5 of 10 at the line and trail by 11. Federico, over the shoulder pass. Semplis going to the hoop, scoop it up and in.
Just, he's not pretty when you watch him play, but he's so tough physically.
Three ball, Egerton off the iron. And rebound, Turkola can't get the put back. And a foul going to be called down low. That may be on Helfrich.
I'm not sure.
First on Helfrich. Turkola at the line to shoot two.
Missed his last two free throws, Bob. He needs to make these.
First shot good for Turkola, who has really not been a factor in the game.
Yeah, and that really surprises me. He's too talented.
Colts down 12, or Jags down 12 with 6:04 to play. Second shot by Turkola also good.
Back in for TJ.
Rice goes number out. Four, Gardner Josh checks Gardner. Back in. Gardner playing now with four fouls.
TJ picking up full court with a little pressure. Just have to be careful. You don't give a layup.
Best will bring it up the floor patiently. And now Federico. He's guarded by Fry. Federico start, stop, drop step. Trying to spin, shot up, basket, and a foul.
He's a mismatch. You cannot guard him with one player. He's just too skilled.
Justin Fry gets his second foul. First foul on the Colts in the quarter.
Federico on the line. He'll shoot one.
5:45 to play in the fourth. Federico misses the foul shot badly, actually. Egerton with the rebound. Egerton drives to the hoop. Ball just ripped away from him by Jake Lewis.
Well, he went into the trees and had nowhere to go.
Now Semplis gets by Egerton, and he couldn't take his arm with him, and the ball taken away by the Colts, and then a steal back by Federico. Ball near side. Best to the hoop. He is fouled by Gardner, who's done. Josh Gardner is fouled out of the game with 5:17 to play.
Thomas Jefferson foul, number four, Josh Gardner. That's Gardner's fifth foul of the game. It's the second against the Jaguars.
Julius Best, the move he made, he put the defender in jail, Julius, and he had no Best choice but to foul him.
Colts, I have 6 of 8 at the line in the game. Julius Best to shoot two, his first visit to the charity stripe. That's good. 48-34, 5:17 left in regulation. Colts looking to go back to back. Second shot also good. TJ scored the first point of the game, but haven't had a lead since. Side of the lane, Turkola catch, missed the shot inside. And Turkola can't get the loose ball.
Yeah, and he was looking for the official to bail him out. He just had to get a good base, a little shot fake, and he had it, but missed a shot.
5 minutes left. Federico, three ball in flight off the rim, won't go, and a rebound cleared by Rice, who checked back in after Gardner got his fifth. Rice going to the hoop, bodied by Federico, who will pick up his third foul.
Well, two mistakes by Federico. One, not a very good shot. And two, he fouls to stop the clock.
Nathan Rice on the line.
Rice misses the foul shot. Second shot is good. 1 of 2. It's pretty much been the night for TJ at the free throw line. 49-35. Chartiers Valley with the lead. And the basketball coming up on 4.5. Double dribble. Helfrich, I think, was going to pass. Realized I can't go where I want to throw the ball. And he hit it with both hands on it and tried to keep dribbling.
Back in the game, number 11, Brady Krause. And number 4, Danny Slizek.
Danny Slezak back in the game with four fouls. But unless TJ does something dramatic over the next couple minutes, it's not looking very bright.
Three ball, Fry, line drive over the top, and untouched and goes out of bounds. That was over the iron and the window, didn't get anything.
Yeah, not even close. And I'm not sure you want him shooting threes to begin with.
Avoiding a double team. Now three ball far side. Good for Helfrich's first points of the game.
Helfrich for three.
And the lead back to 17. Egerton, who had helped trim it to seven, misses the three ball there. Federico lost the handle. Got it back. Basket Utah, and a foul.
Federico and one.
Man. He's a sophomore. Did I say that
Thomas
a few times
Jefferson
tonight?
Foul. 10, Justin Fry, that's his third.
In the open court with a basketball in his hands, he's like
Federico
magic. He's really good.
25 points tonight, Luca Federico. The foul shot won't go. He's missed two in a row at the stripe.
That's about the only thing he's done wrong tonight.
The lead is 19. I believe that to be the biggest of the ball game. It is. Side of the lane, it goes to Fry. Drop step off the window, won't go, but a foul called inside, and free throws coming for Fry.
Colts
this foul on Helfrich,
Helfrich,
his second.
His second.
Team's fourth. Justin Fry at the foul line for the
Justin
fourth
Fry
trip tonight.
Back in, number three, Noah's here.
Fry missed the first. 3:44 to play. Second shot is good. The Jags just cannot win this game, getting one out of two every time. Federico threw three. Jump took off at the ACC logo and jams it home.
I don't even know what to say about that. He's on another planet tonight. My goodness.
Pass inside from Sear is picked off. .320 remaining in the game. Federico from 25. That won't go. Egerton rebounds, throws it away. Stolen by Best. And now Egerton guilty of a foul across the neck.
Well, Coach Dodgson wasn't very happy with Federico's pull-up three.
Egerton is fourth.
But how can you be mad at the young man the way he's played tonight?
Shooting two, number two, Julius
He definitely
Best.
Shows no fear.
Best at the foul line. First shot is good.
Back in for the Jaguars, number two, Jeff Riegel.
57-36. I'm sorry, 57-37.
I never expected this, Bob. I thought this would be a much more competitive game tonight. But when your best player doesn't get involved, that hurts.
Second shot by Best is short, and the rebound cleared by Slizik. Federico has the ball, and he's immediately fouled.
Thomas Jefferson.
This foul on Jeff Rabel. And that will send Federico back to the foul line.
They're shooting to the rest of the game. On the line is Federico.
Ninth and tenth foul shots for Federico. First one goes. And my sheet says 28 points.
That's what mine says. The 6'5 sophomore that can do a lot of things.
Second shot also good. And CB going to use a timeout.
Chartiers Valley.
Colts running away. Chartiers Valley 59, Thomas Jefferson 37. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits.
No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
22-point lead in the championship with just over 3 minutes to play. Zach Hayward, the athletic director at Chartiers Valley, probably can go ahead and order the new banner.
I think he's probably dialing it up right now.
Rabel deals right side. Turkola out in the corner. Krause picks it up. Try to get the ball to Turkola. Nearly stolen. Entry pass, though, gets inside. Rabel's pass this time is stolen by Federico. He's into Turkola and gets pulled down. Rabel gets a hold. They're not going to let them. They were not going to let Federico go easily to the hoop, that's for sure.
Well, he's done enough damage. He really doesn't even need these points, but what an outstanding game he's had this evening.
Well, he started this by twice deflecting passes.
That's 30 points.
60-37. Chartiers Valley leads 2:39 left in the game. Second shot also good. Pressure by Julius Best. And they Colts or Jags just get the ball across the timeline. Three ball well short. Missed by Krause. Rebound by Slizik. Foul on TJ. And this is going to be Turkola. Three fouls, 4 points. Not the night that the Jags needed from Nick Turkola tonight.
You know, and sometimes that happens. This thing kind of snowballed. He never got into a rhythm, didn't get a lot of touches, nor did he take a lot of shots. And the ones he took, he missed.
Slizik at the foul line hits the first.
Nathan Rice.
Rice into the game.
I feel for the young man, but here's the good news. You're not done yet. You put this in the rearview mirror, and you get ready for the next one.
Second shot by Slizik, also good. And both of these teams will have home playoff games opening the PIAA tournament on Friday.
That's correct.
Krause on the dribble. Federico won't let him in there. Good job by Sear to get open. Three ball won't go. Rebound comes up the lane. Semplis has it. 2:05 to play in the game. Chartiers Valley, other than a little run by the Colts or by the Jags in that third quarter, have dominated this ball game.
They really have, Bob, and they've done it not only defensively, they've created so many turnovers that led to easy baskets.
Cross-court pass, Federico now as the Colts play keep away. Semplis trying to get by Krause. Semplis kicks it right side.
Thought about it.
Federico looked at it, didn't take it, takes it underneath the basket and passes it back around. 90 seconds left. And the Colts fans start the "It's all over" chant. Bad pass. Semplis able to get in the air and save it, but threw it right back to Krause. Stolen by Best. Best started into the lane and turned around. CV going to try to work the final time off the clock here. Semplis guarded by Rice. Semplis gets separation. Fry helps out. Pass goes to Best. Going to take 2 minutes and change off if they're able to maintain this all the way through.
Well, this is just another example, Bob. They're great ball handlers. All of them can handle the basketball. They're a tough match.
Semplis takes it. Ball out at midcourt. 40 seconds to play. Semplis gets it ahead. Ball on the hip of Logan Helfrich. And kudos to the Jags. They are not fouling. They recognize what is and not going to foul here. Yeah. Hugs begin. Helfrich on the hard dribble right in the script pit logo. The five CV players with the hand clap and 20 seconds and counting. Banner number 8 coming to the Chartiers Valley Gymnasium, all in the past 30 years.
Hard to believe, Bob.
Chartiers Valley 63, Thomas Jefferson 37. The Colts, the 2026 WPIL 5A Boys Champions. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to the Peterson Events Center, where Chartiers Valley has gone back-to-back. This is the second time in those eight championships they've done it back-to-back, 97 and 98, now 25 and 26, 30 years apart. But the Jags just did not get going tonight.
No, they really didn't, and that's a credit to the defense. Turgula never really got anything going, and when he did get some shots, albeit limited shots, he missed them. But how about the performance by the sophomore, Luca Federico? 31 points on 10 for 15 from the floor, 2 for 6 from the 3, 9 for 12 from the foul line. Dominant performance this evening.
Just outstanding work by Corey Dauchin. 2 years as the head coach of the CV Colts, 2 WPIL championships.
That's pretty good.
Let's recap the scoring, what happened tonight. TJ hit a foul shot 90 seconds in to take a 1-0 lead. Turned out to be the only lead they'd have. 15 seconds later, the Colts got a couple of free throws from Luca Federico, and CV never trailed again. 8-3 at the end of one. Second quarter, dominant CV performance, 23-11. Outscoring Thomas Jefferson to lead by 17 in the locker room at the half. TJ made a run, got it back to a 7-point ball game, outscoring Chartiers Valley 17-7 in the third, but a 25-6 fourth quarter. If there was doubt at 7 points, it was erased pretty early on. The Colts pushed it in the first 3 minutes, pushed it back to a 15-point margin, and played at arm's length and then some the rest of the way.
Yeah, they really did, and I'm very impressed with them. They're the number one team for a reason. Boy, do they have grit. Their guards are very skilled with the basketball. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They created a lot of turnovers on the other side, which really helped them get things going offensively. And then TJ on the other side just never got things going, Bob. Very difficult night for them. And I know they'll hang their head for a little bit, but the good news is they get to play another game at home Friday. In the state tournament, you know and I know, anything can happen.
31 points tonight for Luca Federico, including a dunk, a three ball, a couple of three balls, and a whole bunch of foul shots. Luca Federico with 31. Julian Semplis, key player, had 15 in the game, 10 at the half. I have Chartiers Valley 15 of 20 at the free throw line. For Thomas Jefferson, Justin Fry, and Kane Egerton with 11 points apiece. Egerton with 11 all in the third quarter. He's the reason the Jags got back in the game, but just not enough from your superstars, the guys on top of the pyramid. And TJ comes up short, hit 9 of 16 at the free throw line in the ball game. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about who our player of the game was.
No, not at all.
Though I do want to, again, recognize what Julian Semplis did tonight for Chartiers Valley. Just like some sandpaper on you.
He's the workman of that. I mean, he is so physically tough. I'm very impressed. Love how he plays.
And our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, Luca Federico, and his 31 points, nearly had enough by himself to beat the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. The Colts get their championship trophy, and they're heading to their huge student section here tonight. Just imagine if those guys could all be down in this in the zoo area.
Yeah, that would be quite a show. I actually would like that. I'd like to see the kids get closer. They put them way up high, Bob. Let's bring it down a little bit.
I think it's just more of a security thing than anything else. And
maybe.
Better safe than sorry, no doubt about that. Tom, thanks for your work.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It was fun.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Your girls' champions in the 2026 WPIO basketball playoffs, Sarah Catholic in 1A, 2A Neshanic, 3A Shadyside Academy, 4A Oakland Catholic, 5A South Fayette, and 6A Cana McMillan. On the boys' side, the 1A title goes to the Neighborhood Academy, 2A to Sewickley Academy, 3A is Aliquippa, NEA, any day. 4A Knock with a championship, 5A title goes to Chartiers Valley, and Upper St. Clair wins their 6th WPIL Boys Basketball Championship, that in 6A. Again, CV, that's championship number 8. We've got a few days to catch our breath here on the WJPA Sports Network. PIAA basketball brackets will be released tomorrow afternoon, with first-round games split over Friday and Saturday next week. We know this. Chartiers Valley will host District 3 ninth place finisher Exeter Township. Thomas Jefferson will also play at home against the eighth place finisher out of District 3. That is New Oxford. Starting Thursday morning here on WJPA Sports Network, we'll bring home coverage of the PIAA Wrestling Championships from Hershey. That will be our 77th consecutive year as the radio home of the state wrestling tournament. Thanks to head coaches Dom DeSico, Corey Dotchin, and their staffs, and to the WPIO Basketball Committee and executive staff, finally to the folks here at the University of Pittsburgh Peterson Event Center. For my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. Some stations want to be the flagship. That's fine. We'll just keep on being the workhorse of high school radio sports. From the WPIL 5A Boys Basketball Championship, your final score, Chartiers Valley 63, Thomas Jefferson 37. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.